T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I like what I'm seeing.
Yeah, if you needed to know what your fans thought, and I know a lot of people who are involved in businesses, some involved in sports teams, who are very pleased when a media organization does the kind of polling that can tell them valuable things. And this is one of those things where if I'm the White Sox, I am paying very close attention to the results of this poll by The Athletic.
Yeah, it's not us taking calls.
Right.
A little bit different than us. No offense to you, the caller, but there's a different level of engagement that people who are going to be involved in the Athletic survey have that those who are listening to a free radio station might not.
Now, I want to say this, too, that this is nearly 2,000 total votes.
And it's free, damn it. It's free.
Nearly 2,000 total votes. And with this particular publication doing it, you know some things here. That this isn't a full, broad sampling of White Sox fandom. This is a very specific niche. This is a group of people willing to pay for sports coverage.
Yep.
And able to pay for sports coverage. This is going to be a group that my guess is more educated and has more discretionary income.
I think you're probably right about that on the whole.
That has a higher standard for some of their coverage that they're willing to go and pay for the extra in-depth stuff that you get.
I also think that people should just get subscriptions to The Athletic because it's so good.
It's fantastic, and it makes you smarter, yes. And it's entertaining.
Their
and it's
front
fun,
page and all of your all local great. Teams, it's phenomenal. It's
all great. But there's a reason why so many of their writers are also terrific personalities that you hear on this station and elsewhere. So we went through this. And we gave our votes last week or 2 weeks ago.
No, last week.
It was last week.
Thursday or Friday? One of those.
So we'll try to do this as quickly as we can here, but these were the results. What is your opinion of team chairman Jerry Reinsdorf? 72.3% said, I want change. 22.7% said, I'm not satisfied. What is the primary way you assess Reinsdorf's performance? 70.6% said, budget. 10.3% said, team culture.
Okay.
Which of these areas needs the most improvement? 85% of respondents said budget.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of how, I mean, that's where I voted too, where you got to get off of, we spent this much money and everything went wrong and you got to overspend. The point that you made at the end of the season where you were talking about, no, this is actually the time where you do go and spend. After a disappointing season like that, knowing that you've got some holes that you need to fill, and they still haven't filled them.
Where does the Sox biggest organizational weakness lie? 56.4% of respondents said ownership. 15.7 said front office. 13.2 said player development. And I'm leaving out some of the actual excerpts of comments here, but there really were some very interesting things that were written here.
Oh, for sure. Save that for later on in the survey.
What is your opinion of Rick Hahn's performance? 54% checked I'm not satisfied, where 32% went further and said I want change.
I think both of those answers are fair.
How do you view Rick Hahn and the front office's work during the contention window compared to their work during the rebuild?
This was such an interesting question by James, like the way that he crafted it and the answers that were available for White Sox fans to choose from.
68.6% says he's worse at shaping a contender than rebuilding. And 24.4 said he's the same guy who struggled with both. But there's some interesting things here about misallocation of budget and specific points being made. The criticism of the team should focus on how they spend their money, not what money they are or aren't spending. It's how the team's allocated their historically high payroll should be the concern. What is the greatest weakness of the current team? This is a little more of a plurality here. The depth, 38.3%. Injury frequency, 25.9%. Team defense, 19.3%. All fair.
Agreed.
Expectations for this season. 46.8% said more mediocrity.
Wow.
That was way more pessimistic than I thought. Because I agreed with the 29.6% who said in the race until the end or cracking the playoffs.
That's what I voted.
That's what I voted too. 16.8% said winning a playoff series, 1.9 World Series. Give a letter grade to the White Sox offseason.
Now, Fegan famously gave them an F.
Well, and 31.4% agreed with him. 44.9% said D.
That's where I went.
20.4 said C.
Because I think the Benintendi move is good.
The Benintendi move got a B. I was in between B and C.
That's what I gave it. I gave it a B.
I'd say I'd give it an 82.
Why didn't you say 83? It was right
because
there
I didn't want to give it an 83. If I thought it deserved an 83, I would have given it that. But
just like Burger King bathroom. I am being
consistent with what I believe it's an 82. 53.8% said B.
I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
I'm sick with this. 25.6% said C.
Ray, did you know that until like a couple years ago, Herb Lawrence didn't know that they were different, that they were the same person?
No.
Really?
Yeah. He didn't know that Shock G and was Humpty? Hump.
Yeah, he had no idea.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he didn't know.
He's literally wearing a fake nose and glasses.
Like a Groucho Marx mask.
They just never were in the same music video scene at the same time, miraculously.
His name was Humpty.
Seriously?
Yes. Herbie made that admission on the air.
Good for him.
That's why I love him, because he's so weird. And but he was like, I didn't know. I'm like,
did you suspect?
I mean, I don't know. I was having a hard time.
That they had this one guy on this one song that just kind of showed up and you never heard from him again?
Well, he showed up again, but they look exactly alike, except for, the
plastic nose.
The Groucho Marx mask that he put on.
What did you think of the Pedro Grifol hire? I was there on this one. 66.2 said cautiously optimistic.
I think that's what I went with. What were the other choices?
Optimistic, skeptical, hoping for someone else.
I picked optimistic.
Okay.
As long as you keep your head to the sky.
How much impact are you expecting from Grifol and his coaching staff? 65.7% says it's largely on players to improve.
Agree.
Okay. That doesn't really answer the question. Where does the White Sox biggest organizational advantage lie? And even before seeing the choices, I believe I gave you international scouting Cuban connection, and that indeed got 55% of the vote. The current Major League roster core at 24%. Which of these young White Sox players will have the best career? This is a pretty easy one because he's already off to that start. Dylan Cease.
That was my choice as well.
It has to be.
Second in Cy Young voting, as much as I really like Luis Robert, I don't know if he has enough vitamins. I don't know if his wrist is okay. I'm concerned about the boxing video. There's a lot.
Cease at 54.2, Robert 29.1, then Vaughn at 14.1, and then it drops off to Kopech at 1.3. Whoever said Gavin Sheets.
I mean, come on. How long has Kopech been in professional baseball?
This will be a decade.
This will be his 11th year in professional baseball, right?
10th?
I think 11th.
Might be 11th. Yeah, 10th, I believe.
Young player.
Who do you think is the current favorite White Sox player of the 2000 respondees?
T.A.
Yeah, 26.2%. Dylan Cease at 22.6, then Robert Hendricks, Jimenez, Vaughn, Lynn, Moncada, Giolito, Kopech, and other. The greatest strength of the current team, 56% said top of the rotation.
That's what. That's the different question, the organizational
right.
question.
That's the greatest strength of the current team, top of the rotation.
I would agree with that.
Now, here's the one that here's the staggering number that I hope is printed out and placed on Jerry Reinsdorf's desk. Pick your favorite member of the White Sox broadcast experience.
Oh, so it's like everything. So it's TV everything. And radio?
TV, radio, and studio.
How my guy Connor McKnight do?
Fine.
Okay.
He did. He had 0.6%.
He does a good job.
I agree.
Shout out to McDoink.
Jason Benetti got 52.8% of this vote as favorite member of the White Sox broadcast experience.
Wait, 52.8. How much did Steve Stone get?
27.7. Ozzie Guillen third at 9.4.
Oh, that's good that they put Ozzie in there.
52.8.
If you're Connor, you're closer to Ozzie than Ozzie's closest to Benetti. Uh-huh. So that's something.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to McDoink.
But that's the one that I hope that there are some people kind of talking about. Oh, boy, I had no idea.
Is it? I've been thinking a lot about this since we went through the stuff with Jason's contract and the stuff that you and I know kind of independently of what's gone on in some of those negotiations and concerns. Do you think that I think that White Sox fans have clearly like wrapped their arms around Jason. I don't think that has been the case from ownership and maybe some of the people that are inside of the front office. Do you think that I think it's really cool that a non-player has that type of impact on the audience? Because they put a premium on that. The White Sox really love having ex-players be a part of the broadcast. And seeing him win resoundingly, most of the people, if you asked them where they would rank Steve Stone as far as best analysts in the league, he'd probably be one. And the fact that they're like, he's the best analyst.
Well, when Fangraphs does the broadcast teams, you know, they're consistently top five.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. White Sox fans know that they have the best analysts in the game. And yet, according to this survey, their favorite broadcaster is a guy who didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's really interesting. And I think it also has to do with the fact that Jason is just incredibly likable. But to be able to do that on TV is hard. Being likable on the TV during a broadcast of a game that's making you crazy is difficult.
Of a fandom that's traditionally miserable.
Jason yep. won me over forever by the way he gets the most out of Steve Stone. Like listening to Stoney and Hawks' relationship at the tail end of Hawks' career versus what has become of Steve Stone now that he's working with Jason Benetti, I appreciate him so much for that.
I always felt like there was more meat on that bone that Hawk kind of missed out on some of the things that the two of them could have done talking about the game and their histories in the game. And I get it, you know, Hawk's an icon. So, you know, you're like, man, this is my show. This guy is from across the street, blah, 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 blah. But you're right. That's one of the things that makes Jason a really good play-by-play guy. Same thing that makes Adam Amin a really good play-by-play guy. I have an analyst here. I have an expert. Let me offer up an opportunity for the expert to show their expertise.
And it's television, which means it is the domain of the expert, where radio is the domain of the play-by-play guy.
Yeah, you have to describe everything so that people understand what's going on. But you need that. Like, you need someone. Like, if you're working with Steve Stone, if you listen to interviews, for example, here on The Score, no matter who Stoney's on with, there's never any long-form questioning of Stone. You ask the question, and then you get out of the way, and you let him explain what it is that you're talking about. And that's one of the things I think is powerful about Jason as a play-by-play guy. But I do think that I mean, I don't know if he's doing a victory lap around his condo or whatever, strange college town he's in today, but he should look at this as a victory. That even if there are people who aren't as bought in inside the White Sox, inside of 35th and Shields, the people that he's broadcasting to on a nightly basis,
the audience,
they've made their voices known, and they're like, that's my guy, and it's not close.
Really hard to get in here today.
Lastly, there's a couple other questions about prospects and such. Do you think the White Sox are headed in the right direction? The answers are yes, no, and unsure.
Well,
63.2% said no. 6.3% said yes.
Ugh.
And these are fans that are motivated enough to take a whole survey.
It's like a 12-question survey. This is one of those, is it CAPTCHA? Find the... The street lights. The street lights.
Check every box with an airplane.
Are you a robot?
Yes, I am. Wait, I mean, no, I'm not.
Boston Robotics.
Yeah. Oh, do you see those the robotic dogs?
Morning, what's going on?
That's right, Bigsy.
Yeah, the Cylons. They hate the CAPTCHA. That's how you keep the Cylons off the phones.
Are you a robot?
I don't know. Cannot answer. Algorithm overwhelmed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.